any lane there is a barber showing photographs of every and all the people that come and go. Stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laughing him behind his back.
HG, Invaders from Mars. It's an instant classic. Who could resist that delicious threat? You'll be the next socialist millionaire. Sign here.
Who else can afford it? The poor are far too busy staving off starvation to read these works of scientific fiction. Their greatest fantasy is a full stomach.
Yeah.
All ready for War of the Worlds?
Let's go.
Red light is on.
Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
We know now that
in the first years of the 20th century, the world was being watched by intelligences greater than man.
Good show, Orson. You really scared him.
Thanks.
If only our language could rival the fecundity of reality.
Now it's time to follow in your books and learn three new words in Yiddish with Shazam Hackensack.
Hak min nish kein chaynik.
Still driving like a fool, Hackensack?
Got my dinner in a paper sack right here, Burger. Want to snort?
You're Radio Free Booze's most sober correspondent.
Not for long, Burger.
The longer the better.
I gotta see a Joker, and I'll be right back.
Keep him wild.
Scott or Oscar?
Either that wallpaper goes, or you do.
Because I lived with my wife and two young boys on Whidbey Island, Washington, which lies like a serpent in the Salish Sea out beyond the once remote northwest edge of the U.S., I needed to spend a couple of weeks at a time 1,000 miles south in Los Angeles, most of the nights in Phil's home office, quote-unquote downstairs, for which I was very grateful.
Elaine Riggs, managing editor of the 4-Alarm Fire Signal newsletter, accompanied by Monique Ishikawa, Firesign fan since her childhood.
From my perusal of my Inside Joke archive, I was reminded that during 1982 and 83, David moved to Santa Barbara, then to Santa Fe, so Whidbey was in his future and now in my past. Cat knows better than I the year we must have visited, driving down from Vancouver, he and I and my husband at the time, Steve, I'm guessing somewhere in the early 90s. Alas, Dr. Memory has not been kind to me, so I don't recall specifics, to which I'm sure Kat can speak better than me, but I left with a feeling of peace bestowed upon me by the Pacific Northwest, and someday I know I'll go back there. At least I hope so.
Well, Emily is beautiful. How could you not take on the land? What's your name?
Well,
how do you, is Langley north of here or
south? Well, what kind of a schedule do you want?
Well, it took us 3.5 hours to get here, so we kind of like to get home before it gets too dark.
Ready for a honeymoon?
Well, it's ready to print, but we haven't done the headers or anything. So we're going to get back. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
Shall we go to lunch?
Boy, that's for sure.
This is Librarian's dream.
Oh, well, now you have to get to this with her baby. Yeah, my first girl.
Oh, that's your novel, right?
Here it is.
Got two boys. That's yeah. The
red box. Here it is.
Oh, three boys.
Wow.
Here it is. Memoirs of a Modern She Noodle.
Wow.
Check local bookstores.
Now, what is it about? Tell us about your book, Judith.
Well, X-rated. Oprah. Well, first of all, I'd just like to say my mother has promised me not to read it.
Oh.
I'm really pleased with
that. You mean I'm stuck here forever?
The bad dream ends. You don't.
Eternity is a division of Mobius Incorporated. Your endless dreams are our endless profits.
But what is time to a machine?
Tick-tock, on, off, 1-0. We live between them in fractal infinity. The land's cheap, we prosper, grow more zeros. Yo-ho-ho with the ball of
I'm falling through the zero, through the hole in the center of everything. I keep on falling forever and a half, and...
You are falling on Yellow Brick Road. You are continue on to next gravitational fraction.
The recording was done, the tracks laid down. Next in the process was the mix, which began immediately after. After a day at work on the opening mattress commercial, a blending of many, many tracks, I collapsed on my fold-out futon at the Proctor's and wrote a detailed analysis of the characters we had just played.
Elaine Riggs.
Futons. In November 1983, I left my parents' house and became a New York City gal once more and for good, moving into what my father lovingly referred to as a shithole in Brooklyn, but which I prefer to call apartment Third Eye. According to Inside Joke, part of my housewarming party involved a Papoon Campoon rally. Part of it also involved David coming over to see me, possibly from Boston, where he was doing some work at the time, and staying overnight on, yes, my futon. The best part of the evening was sitting on that very futon, having scored some primo, whatever the kids call it these days, and listening together to my favorite Firesign album, Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers, which featured David in the starring role, still among the most surreal experiences I've ever had. Hard to believe it was only a few months earlier that I first met David in July of that year. And now I read from the Book of Inside Joke, chapter 23, verse 14, I mean, issue 23, page 14. The scene, the Waverly Theater at 6 p.m. The Woody Allen Film Fest is in full gear, as are the associated fanatics online, the ones who personify every New York stereotype of which Allen's movies make fun. And there was me, that is Elaine, and my three droogies, Jill, Steve, and Annie. And there was also Doug Smith with The Book and the McGraw people. And so we went to dinner, returning at 7:30 to wait. At 7:45, Jill and Steve went to the theater to buy us time. They weren't going to start, after all, without their special guest audience member. At 7:55, as my reputation as networker started unreeling before my eyes, we started up 6th Avenue. As we were about to round the corner onto 4th Street, I spotted a familiar face I had never seen before. It resembled no photograph in my possession, yet, "Doug, there he is! And with only 5 minutes to spare..." "Nah, that's not him," answered a Texan drawl. But even Annie agreed with me that it had to be. So Doug walked up and said tentatively, "Dave?" "Yes," in a should-I-know-you voice. "Hi, Dave," I said, coming up behind Doug. "You remember Doug Smith?" And the circle was completing itself. "Hi, I'm Elaine." Doug Smith was better known as Ivan Stang, who was the person who started the Church of the Subgenius. The mailing list for that church was started off of a Campoon mailing list, so that's the circle that I referred to. The performance was, I believe, some actors ensemble doing a performance of Bozos. So that was pretty cool. I had seen it with Jill I think 2 weeks beforehand, and we loved it. And so David came down, his wife, Tiny, wife at the time, I guess ex-wife, I'm not sure. Anyway, a good time was had by all. Many, many more details in the Inside Joke archives, lovingly fostered at the moment by Doc Technical.